Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Lieutenant Colonel Mullalay Cocker, a senior Afghan policewoman, was shot to death by Taliban extremists on September 28th near her home in Afghanistan's Kandahar province. Her 18-year-old son was gravely wounded in the attack. Afghanistan's President Hamid Karzai called the attack an act of cowardice by Afghanistan's enemies. Ronald Noble, Secretary General of the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, paid tribute to the courageous Afghan policewoman and to police officers everywhere who confront the threat of terrorism. For millions of Afghan women, Mullalay Cocker was a symbol of hope for a society where women's rights are protected by the rule of law. Daughter of a police officer, Mullalay Cocker was the first woman to graduate from the Kandahar Police Academy. She joined the police force in 1982. Forced into exile by Taliban extremists, she returned to her job following the overthrow of the Taliban regime in 2001. A mother of six, she rose to the rank of lieutenant colonel and headed a unit tasked with investigating crimes against women. She was the subject of the 2005 documentary film Mullalay, by filmmaker Polly Hyman. Ziba Shor Shamley, executive director of the Women's Alliance for Peace and Human Rights in Afghanistan, said an important factor in Colonel Cocker's effectiveness as a police officer was how supportive her husband and her fellow police officers were of this woman working among them. The United States strongly condemns the murder of Colonel Cocker. State Department Deputy Spokesman Robert Wood said, "This abhorrent crime is the latest example of the Taliban's deliberate targeting of Afghanistan's police officers bravely working to rebuild and secure their country." The U.S., said Mr. Wood, "honors the commitment and sacrifice of Mullalay Cocker and all Afghan national police officers working to build a peaceful, democratic, and safe Afghanistan." Mullalay Cocker sacrificed not only to protect her country, but also to protect women's rights by the rule of law. As one of the few women in the Afghan National Police, her tragic death is a great loss for both the country and all Afghan women who continue to struggle for equal rights. As the unit leader of 10 police women specializing in domestic violence cases, she was uncompromisingly determined to hold abusers accountable for their actions. Mullalay Cocker's leadership as a high-ranking female in the police force will remain an inspiration to all Afghans.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.